This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal and federal officials have announced the return of a sacred item to New Mexico. It went missing decades ago from Acoma Pueblo. Acoma became aware the item was up for auction in Paris in 2015. Since then, Acoma leaders have worked with federal officials and politicians for its return. Acoma Governor Brian Vio spoke at a press conference Monday in Albuquerque, saying their prayers have been answered.
That lifeway continues to sustain us, and that lifeway contributes to the protection, to the sustainability, and to the promise of our collective future, all as one people on this earth. It is for these reasons, and many other reasons, that this shield, this sacred item, needed to come home.
In 2016, Acoma embarked on a public campaign to get the item back. Former Governor Curt Riley helped lead the effort. Now that it's coming home, he's overjoyed.
The shield has done its job. Maybe it did need to travel to see the circumstances that other Native artifacts were in, because it did initiate new legislation. It did bring back items. Other items came back as a to not only Acoma, but to other tribes as a consequence of the work that we were doing at the time. It also reestablished the Bureau of Indian Affairs Culture Unit, and it also got funded, and I hope it continues to grow and the efforts to repatriate items back to not only the tribes in the Southwest, but throughout the country.
Federal officials warned the public sacred Native American items are not art and should not be sold. U.S. lawmakers have reintroduced legislation to prohibit the export of Native sacred items and increase penalties for illegal trafficking. As of Monday, Acoma's item was in custody of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, awaiting court approval to be returned to the tribe. The Navajo Generating Station shut down on Monday, the Arizona Republic reports. The coal plant near Page supplied energy and jobs in the West for more than four decades. Its closure is expected to have an impact in the region, including on the Navajo Nation and Hopi Tribe, which are facing financial loss. In 2017, owners decided not to operate the plant beyond December 2019. Tribal leaders were among those trying to keep the plant running, while grassroots and environmental groups are glad to see the plant shut down. U.S. lawmakers in the House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples are examining the report Broken Promises. Tribal leaders testified Tuesday morning in Washington, D.C., saying their communities have been chronically underfunded. Shortfalls in federal funding include in areas of health care and housing. Witnesses called on the federal government to honor treaty and trust responsibilities. The report was compiled by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. This week, U.S. senators will take up bills addressing violence against women. On Wednesday, the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is holding a business hearing on Savannah's Act and the Not Invisible Act. Savannah's Act directs the Department of Justice to review, revise, and develop law enforcement and justice protocols for missing and murdered Native people. The Not Invisible Act seeks to increase coordination among agencies to identify and combat violent crime within tribal lands and among Native people. Members of the Indian Affairs Committee will also hold an oversight hearing examining Native veterans' issues following the business meeting. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by PrairieEdge.com, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila. Support by Freedom Lodge, inviting you to our Intertribal Historical Trauma Masterclass 2020 to take a personal and cultural journey into the past to heal the future. Training takes place on the Oneida Nation. Registration deadline is March 2nd at freedomlodge.org.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.